Saturday edition, and we're kicking off hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All kinds of great stuff there, and it's all totally free. That is freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with the phone calls rolling over from the second hour of the program. We've been talking about guns all night. Gun confiscations, as has happened right here in the so-called land of the free during the Hurricane Katrina aftermath in New Orleans. Or I guess the aftermath of the Army Corps of Engineers dams that
right.
broke.
You know, what people fail to understand with the Katrina disaster is it wasn't a hurricane that wiped out New Orleans. It was a flood. And the flood came because, well, A, the government was put up these dams, and the government was charged with maintaining these dams, and for some reason it seemed like a good idea for people to build 10 feet below sea level. You know, I mean, it makes no sense at all. If it wasn't for this relying on government, you know, there wouldn't be a city there much of anything.
Well,
it'd be the French Quarter, and that's about it.
Well, now, the guy last hour said, Randy said that we should have the government to keep us safe. Apparently, they didn't do such a good job in New Orleans,
right.
did they?
Apparently, his rights were violated. The people, the rights of the people to be safe in New Orleans were violated. Their right to live 10 feet below sea level was violated.
So we're talking about gun confiscation because there's a case in D.C. right now in front of an appeals court that's going to determine the meaning of the Second Amendment. It's going to determine as to whether or not the government thinks that individuals can and should be able to bear arms. That's why we're talking about it, because if it's happened in New Orleans under the pretenses of an emergency, if this court decides that, yes, only militias may bear arms, not individuals.
Yes.
And the only militias that can bear arms are known as the National Guard. No,
right.
no, not your little personal militia. So no more individuals bearing arms if the states don't want it. What happens when your state decides to pass a law outlawing firearms? What do you do in that case? And, of course, throughout the 2 hours that we've been on the air, Mark, so far, entering hour number three, that right now, we've only had essentially one dissenting call. And then there was that guy that was really confused, Randy, who
Randy.
Sort of thought that we have a right to be
I'm
safe.
A rambling homeless guy.
Living in an SUV.
He's not homeless. He's got an SUV.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Boynton Beach, listening or was listening on WFTL. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, listen, this is my first time listening, and I guess this is the first time you've been on the air?
Well, the first time on your station, yes.
Okay. Well, it's great to hear you, and
I'm
glad you're on the air, and I'm going to be listening to you every Saturday night.
Super. Do us a favor and shoot a phone call to the program director there at WFTL. It's 850-WFTL. That's their call frequency. But
850.
That's the station frequency, right? If you go to, you know what? I don't have their website in front
right.
of me. But if you give their program director a call, his name's Ken. Tell him thank you for putting Free Talk Live on the air, because we're going to be on there every single Saturday night from 7
right.
to 9. But you guys miss hour number 3 because of some crackpot that gets on
hey.
The air and starts talking about how you can talk to dead people. So we got to get rid of that guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what's on
yeah.
your mind, Dave?
Well, listen, you asked a question earlier about what would we do if the government said that we don't have the right to keep our firearms, and if somebody knocked on my door and tried to confiscate my firearms.
Yeah.
Well, number one, I would do the same thing as the militia did back on the at Concord.
And what's that?
I would empty my gun.
And
they can peel it from my cold, dead fingers.
It's a tough thing to say, isn't it? I mean, it's
yes,
hard
it
to
is.
Imagine.
Yes, it is, but you have to make a stand.
Yes, and it's hard for Americans to imagine that their brothers and sisters, that is, people employed by police agencies and the National Guard, would ever foist such laws upon people, would ever be out there enforcing them. It's hard to imagine that would be the case.
Well,
but
because
it is.
People don't understand what has happened with the police force. They have lowered the standards, and they're hiring apes and goons.
Yeah, in fact, there was a story recently from New London, Connecticut, which you may be familiar, was the location for the showdown on property rights last year with the Kelo versus New London decision. Their police department won't hire anybody who scores over 120 on an IQ test.
That's
Why
correct.
Do you think
you
that is?
You have to be an imbecile to be hired on the police force today.
Well, it depends on the police forces, but it, you know,
most of them are that way.
When I look at the some of the experiments were done, which experiment was it that was on authority?
Let's see, the Milgram experiment.
The Milgram experiment, where essentially Men were taken from all different intelligence levels, all different income levels, and they were told to essentially shock a guy into learning things. This was done in the
70s.
Early 70s. And, you know, the fact is, everybody is willing to submit themselves to authority. It's just amazing. Unless you think about it ahead of time, you're just going to do what the nice cop says.
Well, you, that's correct.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You have to understand that nice cop is nothing but a gorilla. He's an empty-headed moron.
You know
that
what
they
I
hired and lowered the standards so that they could hire him.
I wonder what would happen. For instance, I mean, we had Ed call in earlier. He said he would fight back. You're saying you would fight back against people trying to take your guns. But I wonder what the cops' response to that would be. For instance, if the cops went down to somebody's house and the guy just opened fire on them because they were trying to take his firearms and killed a few cops, you know how cops normally are. When a cop gets killed, they go crazy.
Yeah.
They go and, you know, it's an all-out manhunt for the so-called, you know, cop killer.
Yeah, it's over.
But in the case of them mass confiscating firearms where they're actively violating the Constitution, people are shooting at the police, are the police going to galvanize and get even more angry against the little people? Are they going to start getting more violent and virulent towards individuals? Or are some police going to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't want to get killed over confiscating people's weapons. What do you think the police would do?
Well, I think some of them would run, because as they did in New Orleans, some of them just left their posts.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
well, some of them went to Walmart. Got TV.
Yeah. We love that. Part of the looters.
Right, the video. We saw video footage of cops carrying stuff out of Walmart. It was
amazing.
Get that
camera out of here. Carry on, citizen.
Hey, Dave, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. And keep your guns. We appreciate it.
I certainly will.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231, The Packet, 8, toll-free lines to Damien in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Damien.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
Oh, well, yeah, I definitely agree with the last caller. I mean, we definitely have a Constitution right, Second Amendment to, you know, bear arms, you know, because up until a couple of seconds ago, I didn't realize that they were having this case in Washington, D.C. that you guys mentioned, talking about whether or not it's constitutionally valid to carry a firearm. And now what this is doing, basically, is it's now that these guys are trying to one by one take away our constitutional rights to the point where we won't have a constitution, and then it will be replaced with a U.N. charter.
That's certainly a possibility. I mean, even if it's replaced with nothing, it's still a bad scene because they are absolutely whittling away at the Constitution bit by bit, a little bit here, a little bit there. And you know what they use as their excuse? We hear it all the time. Well, everything changed on 9/11.
It wasn't about our safety.
Yeah, we need the government to keep us safe, like the TSA and stuff. How do you feel about them?
Oh, well, oh, man, it's just, I mean, I'm not sure where this country is going to be in the next 10 years. Hopefully, I mean, we can all get together and definitely do something about it.
That's what we're going to talk about here in a moment. We're going to talk about the Free State Project and how we can do something about it. And, Damien, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because it isn't too late. And that's why...
Being close.
It's getting scary, for sure. But that's why you and I, Mark, have joined the Free State Project. And not only have we joined the Free State Project, we've also moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And if you have yet to visit their website at freestateproject.org to learn what it's all about, you really owe it to yourself, and especially to check out the First 1,000 Pledge. In essence, the movement is to get 20,000 activists, liberty-minded activists, to move to the same state, in this case, New Hampshire was chosen, in order to be activists for liberty and to get back liberty in our lifetimes, to actually have a shot at living free once again in America, the purported land of the free. And there's more details at freestateproject.org. Plus, you should learn about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now and learn more at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Some of the things you're going to be seeing at the Liberty Forum, if you attend, is you're going to see some real activists who are on the ground doing things for liberty in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's already happening. The movement is afoot, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. That is, if you believe in liberty for all. Because if you're somebody who believes in liberty, but a few exceptions where you want big government, you have some more thinking to do. More's on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 8th, 2006. Gold's at $634.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $655.55, $334.40 for half ounce, and $165.16 for quarter ounce coins at $655.55, $334.40, and $165.16. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is completely free, and that does include updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce at updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones, to the fun, Stephen in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, congratulations with the new affiliate.
Thanks.
Down south. But I was just wondering, I'm a Free State Project member, and I was wondering if you guys know if you get a DUI in New Hampshire, do they confiscate handguns?
It's an excellent question. I mean, you
I
mean
would
if,
think not.
If you mean if there's a gun in the car, or
no, if you even just a owner of a handgun,
do they do that in New
York?
York
DUI isn't. I can tell you that from what I've looked into in this particular area, the only people that can't carry guns in New Hampshire are convicted felons. A DUI is not a felony unless you really, really hurt somebody.
Right.
So,
do they confiscate them in New York because it's a felony, or just because it's DUI and we don't want alcoholics having firearms?
I believe it's just DUI, and it's just a link that they put. You know. Who knows how they come up with these, you know, links?
Had a few too many beers and happened to get in your car, all of a sudden now you're completely incapable of handling your gun whenever you're not drunk.
Well, it's not that might not even be the case. I got a DUI just because I refused a breathalyzer.
Oh man!
In the state in New Jersey, which has reciprocity in New York.
So all the more reason to get the hell out and come to New Hampshire as soon as
exactly.
possible, right? When are you coming up, Stephen?
As soon as I can, but it won't be another year or two.
All right, man. Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Have you signed the first 1,000?
I was trying to figure out a way to do it. There still might be a way, but the deadline's coming up, so I don't know.
It is. Definitely head over to freestateproject.org and get on that list. We look forward to seeing you sooner rather than later. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. All right. Finally exhausted the calls in regards to this gun issue as we go to the airport. Where guns are somewhat of an issue. Since September 11th, according to HomelandStupidity.us, the United States has seen a 17% decline in foreign visitors. That's a big number. 17% decline
that's big.
In foreign visitors since September 11th. That's 17% less people coming to the United States for whatever reason. Less tourism, less money.
Right, and that's money coming into the United States in the form of tourism. Tourism's great for us.
Well, the travel advocacy group says that the reason is, now this is going to be a shocker, quote, a climate of fear and frustration that is turning away foreign business and leisure travelers from visiting the United States and damaging America's image abroad. Can you imagine, Mark? Can you imagine the gall of these international travelers coming here and getting offended at the fact that they're asked to bend over, drop their drawers, and spread their cheeks for the TSA? Who do these people think they are?
They don't love freedom. That's obviously the problem.
You mean the TSA doesn't?
No, the foreign visitors.
I see.
How else could we possibly have freedom and if we didn't, you know, shake everybody down and take away their water bottles at the airport.
And I'm sure there's a few TSA cheerleaders out there going, yeah, TSA! Well, thanks a lot, TSA. You're screwing our international tourism.
Right. Bringing down the economy right now when we don't need that happening.
The Discover America.
But they don't care. They're just official
right.
bureaucrats.
They don't care. We'll get to their response here in a moment. The Discover America.
See, the government exists on our funds, our taxes, but they could really care less what we produce. It's all there, it seems like, with all the little rules and regulations on how you can do this and how you can do that. They're really just there to get in the way of profits
That's
and
true.
Making money.
They're a parasite. The Discover America Partnership RT Strategy Study of International Travelers shows that foreign visitors to the United States worry more about customs officials at ports of entry than they do terrorism. But the tourists and business travelers who manage to run the gauntlet and visit the U.S. largely come away with a more favorable impression of the people and the country's policies. So if you let them come here and meet real Americans, not the ones running the TSA, real Americans, then they feel better about America. But you don't feel good about America when you're getting shaken down in the airports. Jeff Freeman, the executive director, says this study should be a wake-up call for the U.S. government. Visiting the United States and interacting with the American people can have a powerful positive effect on how non-U.S. residents see our country. Unfortunately, perceptions of a rude and arrogant entry process are turning away travelers and harming America's image. Foreign travelers are in agreement. The U.S. entry process is unpredictable and unfriendly to foreign visitors. It is hurting America's image abroad and deterring many from visiting the United States, says one of the analysts. The group calls for minor changes, it says, would greatly improve worldwide perception of the U.S. and especially its foreign policy and diplomatic efforts worldwide. But the Department of Homeland Security, however, is not impressed with the report. A third of respondents said immigration officials were so abrasive that they do not plan to return. And similarly, I don't plan on taking an airplane trip unless I absolutely have to, and I can't even imagine how atrocious these people are when it comes to coming in from international countries. It's bad enough just being an American.
Right. I'm as lily white as they come. My last name is, you know, very English, and I don't like the way I get treated when I go through an airport.
More than half of respondents said they were concerned about a terrorist attack or crime and safety issues when they visited the United States, but even more, 70% said they were worried that, quote, legal and security issues and treatment of visitors would mar their stay. Now, in response to the criticisms from travelers, several airlines have approached the Homeland Security Department, the State Department, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce about providing hospitality training for federal security workers, said Freeman. Well, here's their response. A DHS spokes bureaucrat declined to say whether the carriers, the air carriers, had offered to provide the training or whether any agencies would accept it. He said, quote, the survey is flawed and self-serving, unquote, says this bureaucrat who will not be named. Oh, no, we wouldn't want anyone to come here, spend their money, and come to understand and maybe even appreciate us. That would be flawed and self-serving. And it's not just the foreigners who get rough treatment from Customs and Border Protection officials at ports of entry. Ordinary Americans like Gordon Johnson, age 77, Mark, of Bath, Ohio, do too. Mr. Johnson, probably a grandpa, returned from a trip to England earlier this month and was immediately put in a holding cell for no apparent reason. Quote, I'm on this list, you know, and therefore I really can't enter the United States. And at that point I got really scared, says Gordon. Finally, after about a half an hour, he was allowed to continue on his trip home, but encouraged not to travel overseas again.
Encouraged not to travel overseas. An American citizen.
Yeah. Can you imagine that you just get a gentle encouragement from the TSA, your friendly TSA bureaucrat?
I'm sorry you're on this no-fly list, or at least your name matches somebody who's on the no-fly list. And because of this little bureaucratic error we have going, it'd be better if you just didn't travel overseas.
Yeah.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm no threat at all, complains the former high school teacher. I mean, it's ridiculous. I want people to know that surely, slowly but surely, many of our freedoms are being taken away. And yes, Mr. Johnson, you're absolutely right. But unfortunately, our freedoms are being taken away as people continue to consent to it. If Americans would just refuse all of this treatment at the hands of the government, we'd have a shot. We'd have a shot at throwing their hands off of us. But because we continue to put up with it, they continue to take more steps to crack down on liberty. More's on the way. More about the TSA, in fact. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426,
Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, PO Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the bulletin board system. You'll find over 140,000 posts awaiting you, over 1,300 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. There's serious issues being discussed, as well as fun things, as all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. Send a gift, floral arrangement, or centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com. And you won't even break the bank this year. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. Mention code FTL, and you'll save 10% off your next order. Delivered same day, any day. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays and every day. It's 1-800-Flowers.com. Talking about the security situation here in the United States, according to a recent study, since 2001, since September 11th, international travelers have dropped off by 17%. That's a significant statistic.
I love how the TSA just says, this is a self-serving survey. This doesn't make any sense.
Almost one in five international travelers have said, screw this, I'm going to the Bahamas.
Right, why not?
Because of this incredibly oppressive situation that we have at airports today.
Because of the war on terrorism, we've got to keep the terrorists out.
Right. Well, you're keeping people out who want to come
here.
They're
keeping out the water bottles.
Yeah, you're keeping people out who want to come here to have fun, to enjoy their vacation, to do a little business travel. You're keeping them out, too, and that's going to hurt American businesses in the long run. Hello? But then again, why would the government care about that? As you pointed out, Mark, they don't have any incentive to give a flip.
No, why should they care?
They're
going
to get their
business
paychecks either way. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ferb in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Ferb.
I'm doing well. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. What's
good
on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the TSA's testing of backscatter x-rays. Have you read about this?
Yeah, actually, we were going to get into that. What did you have to say about it?
Yeah, I just think it's like, why would anybody want to have a bunch of dudes sitting in the airport looking at your naked body?
I don't really care about that. I mean, I'm not too modest.
I
don't really care if they're looking at my naked body, but what I care about is being subjected to X-rays. That's not safe. That's not healthy.
No, that's not healthy.
There's a reason why your dentist only X-rays your mouth once every year and a half or something like that. It's because regular X-rays are dangerous to your health.
Good for you.
Yeah, like Madame Curie would point out if she were alive today, you know, X-rays are dangerous. Radioactive.
So are you traveling less as a result of these new regulations?
I generally think that general aviation is the way to go if you need to fly.
What's that mean?
Find a friend who's got a plane.
Jet? Like flying in a propeller jet or something?
Flying in a prop plane or someone who's got a general aviation license, somebody who... a charter plane, something other than going through a big, huge airport.
Well, it is the way to fly if you got a spare $3,000. I mean, they're not cheap.
It's, you know, $69 to fly on Southwest most places in the United States. A charter jet, even if you split it among your friends, is still going to be a grand apiece.
Yeah, that's true, but
yeah,
I generally don't fly anywhere.
Yeah,
I drive.
For Ferb, any other thoughts for us? Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Since he brought it up, in fact, I was going to go here anyway. Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com talking about this backscatter stuff, these X-rays. She says, in its tireless efforts to molest passengers, the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, is photographing them at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, naked. The TSA is about the baddest, bawdiest bureaucracy to ever curse a country. But geez, even they must have needed help on this one. I figure they went to Larry Flint at Hustler Magazine for advice. Only a pornographer of his unsavory talents could have dreamed up such wickedness. Tell Americans that merely groping us is no longer enough protection from the terrorists thronging our airports. Now we must pose for dirty pictures, too. I don't think she's being fair to Larry Flint.
No, I think she's not.
He stood up for freedom of speech. As far as I'm concerned, he deserves some applause for that. Anyway, and so the TSA has installed backscatter X-ray equipment in Phoenix. Now, these contraptions penetrate clothing to show the flesh beneath. Victims don't strip. The rays do it for them. Screeners, leering at the monitor, see only our birthday suits. And, of course, the guns and knives that so many of us tape to our thighs. The TSA claims its debauchery at Sky Harbor is only a test, but because, quote, the machines have the potential to speed up the security process, unquote, they are, quote, likely future replacements for the metal detectors now in use at other airports. So they're already planning on expanding the use of these X-ray machines.
I'm sure they are.
That's all the excuse the TSA wants, to plant the gizmos everywhere. A nationwide peep show. So, the TSA certainly dreams big. It's already scheming to move its smutty technology beyond airports. Consumer Affairs reports that, quote, backscatter machines are also being considered for big city train and subway stations. Why? Undoubtedly for the same reason that the manufacturer, AS&E, American Science and Engineering, sells its device to the creeps at Customs to search for drugs. Apparently, our rulers have confused us with AS&E's other clients. Smart Check personnel scanners are in use, for instance, at maximum security prisons to screen inmates and visitors for threats and contraband. So now they're taking the same technology from prisons and putting it in airports and maybe even big city train and subway stations. Maybe the prison planted people are right, Mark. I mean... we live in a gigantic prison now known as the United States of America.
They don't want you to leave. They want to be able to search you anytime they want. This is crazy.
And she says the police state scores again. Like a dirty old man who can't decide when to pounce, the TSA has dithered about dosing us with backscatter X-rays for years. But a media, as sympathetic as it is gullible, reports that the bureaucrats, quote, struggled with privacy issues. Hard to believe that an agency that enthusiastically paws new mothers would balk at forcing passengers to pose in the raw. Then, too, its head honcho growled in April 2005 that there shouldn't be a, quote, endless debate, unquote, over privacy. Apparently, the only struggle confronting the TSA was coaxing passengers to accept this newest assault on their privacy. USA Today assures us that, quote, the machines will be used only on travelers who require extra screening beyond a metal detector. Oh, the subtleties of mainstream bias. You poor slobs who are hauled aside for secondary screening, whose belongings are rifled while a uniformed goon violates your body. It's your own fault. You require it, even though the TSA admits that, quote, passengers are selected for secondary screening. If you've ever gotten the SSSS on your airplane ticket, that means that you've been randomly, or maybe not so randomly, chosen for secondary screening. Well, but whether requiring or selected, passengers now have a choice. Yes, according to the TSA, the backscatter machine is a voluntary option for passengers undergoing secondary screening as an alternative to the physical pat-down procedures currently conducted by transportation security officers at the security
screening checkpoint.
So
you can either be groped or irradiated.
That's your choice. Yeah, it's your choice.
Nice.
Voluntary, Mark. 1-800-259-9231, or as the USA Today chirps, those passengers will be offered the option of being photographed from the front and back by the backscatter machine or by undergoing the customary pat-down by a screener. Customary, huh? So that's what we call warrantless searches of citizens who have committed no crime. It's customary now in the United States. You can either be sexually assaulted or photographed naked. It's your choice. Thanks, Leviathan. We can't blame Larry Flint for this. Even he understands that forcing folks to follow artificial, arbitrary regulations, regardless of whether they can select which regulations they'll follow, is as anti-choice as it gets. The sluts adorning hustlers' pages are there because they want to be, not because they went to an airport to catch a flight and were instead pushed into a personnel scanner under the penalty of arrest. So, you've got these backscatter machines being tested down at the Phoenix airport,
you know,
and they're saying right now that, oh, it's a voluntary choice. You can choose to be patted down or go through this machine, but how long is it going to be before these machines are at every airport and the choice is no longer voluntary? That's not too many steps from now, is it?
You know, it what this reminds me of with this backscatter machine looking through the clothing and stuff like that is the Swedish border guards that were caught a couple of weeks ago with a, you know, list of pictures of beautiful women that had gone through their particular area. I wonder if the TSA agents there keep pictures that they like.
Oh, they addressed that coming up here. 800-259-9231. What do you think the official answer on that one is?
Well, these pictures won't be safe.
More is on the way. You take control even these remaining moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this live Saturday edition. Still, just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Are you sick and tired of the TSA? Or do you just think they're the best agency ever created? Are you just so happy with the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, and all of their silly little rules that people have to go through? 1-800-259-9231, because now they're introducing the backscatter technology at a Phoenix airport, which is an X-ray. It's a device that you walk through, and it shoots you with X-rays, dangerous X-rays, and essentially gives the TSA screener a full-body picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Superman, you know, he can see through the clothes and stuff. Well, so
it's
can
their X-ray vision.
Right, so can the TSA now. And that's happening in Phoenix. Now they're testing the technology out, and you can better believe they have the intention to distribute this amongst all the airports. And then soon it's not going to be a voluntary choice anymore. Soon, right now, if you're getting the secondary screening, they're going to let you choose. Well, mister, would you like to walk through our neat little X-ray machine, or should I give you a pat-down?
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, what if they take away the choice?
Right. You know, today we get the choice, but why would they... I don't get the choice as to whether or not they started the secondary screening thing.
You know what it's going to take, Mark? What they're going to do is they're going to bring this out, and they're going to bring it to some more airports, and it'll still be a voluntary option, and then someone will walk through with a knife. Or someone will walk through with a gun or something like that. Something's going to get caught by the X-ray machine. And then they're going to say, oh my gosh, what if he had slipped through? What if this had slipped through the regular line? What if the secondary screening hadn't caught this and this guy had gotten on an airplane? You know what? We need to have this X-ray
this
for every passenger.
Secondary screening is nonsense, though. I mean, the government does tests on itself, and the TSA misses 75.
That's why we need the X-ray machine. You see, they're going to do a test. This TSA pat-down guys are going to continue to be miserable, as they always are, because as you're pointing out, the TSA can't find items very often, even when they're tested by their own people. They can't find the items. So they're going to use the TSA's incompetence to say, oh, it's clear that these TSA agents just aren't doing their
right.
jobs. We
they're
need
just too
machines.
Tricky for us.
We need more machines, more X-rays. We're going to just mandate now that every person walking onto an airplane, every person going through security screenings, have the X-ray device used on them. And what will Americans do then? Will Americans stand up and say, this is the last straw? You pushed it too far, TSA. We're standing up against your tyranny. Or will Americans say, okay, well, if you say it's for our security, you'll just do whatever you want me to. What do you think's going to happen, Mark? Which of those two choices is the more likely outcome?
You know, what's the evidence that Americans stand up to the government on anything?
There is no evidence.
I mean, they just don't.
So we continue, because you asked the question, Mark, well, what about the TSA taking photos of, say, maybe an attractive young lady walks through the X-ray machine, and you can see their nakedness, essentially. I mean, it's an X-ray version of nakedness, but you can still see it.
It'll do.
And you say that some people in Sweden, some security officer, what was it, in some other country?
I believe it was Sweden, and they were border security guys, and I think they were hired, they had a separate company that does this, so they weren't actually bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, see, bureaucrats aren't interested in sexy things.
Yeah, sure. They had pictures of all the attractive gals who came through with little comments scribbled in the in their book, and they had a big book of this.
Wow.
And the book got found.
Well, Becky Akers addresses that. What happens when our pictures when the TSA is done with them? As the TSA's website alleges that the photos are deliberately blurred in a high-tech version of the fig leaf, and that they are, quote, erased from the screen as soon as the prey clears security. Furthermore, quote, the capability of printing, storing, or transmitting the image is not available to the transportation security officer. So you've been assured now, Mark, the TSA is telling you that everything is fine, don't you worry about it. Not that I was concerned anyway. I could care less if the TSA sees me naked. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, that's not my issue, though I'm sure for a lot of people it is.
Sure it is.
But and I'm sure a number of people would be pretty outraged by the idea that a TSA agent is collecting pictures of their customers. Kind of a spooky idea. She says, yeah, right. These are the liars who insisted that Rigoberto Alpizar hollered about a bomb before air marshals killed him last year, contradicting other passengers' testimony. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Shot down by the air marshals? They're pedophiles and thieves, the TSA. What do you say? What do you mean? Well, she links to two stories about Department of Homeland Security being pedophiles and thieves.
All of them are pedophiles and
thieves? Doesn't matter. Some of them are. The administration that created their agency has lied about weapons of mass destruction, eavesdropping on us, torturing POWs, and just about everything else for the last 6 years. I trust that the TSA's denials that screeners can print, store, or transmit blurred pictures of naked passengers just about as much as I would trust Larry Flint's claims that he reads Playboy for the articles. From Becky Akers, LouRonkwell.com. Coming to an airport near you, the X-ray machine. What do you think about it? 800-259-9231. Let's go to George in... wait a minute. Ladies first. Sorry, George, you're going to have to hang on. Laura in Colorado Springs. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Laura?
Well, I heard you talking about the situation with the gun control thing on the Internet here. And my dad, for 30 years, was... ex-military special ops, and he told me that it was going to come down one of these days. And when it comes down, to get ready for it, and I'm ready. And
you got something buried in the backyard?
No, better than that. I can't even tell you how it is, but you can bet right now they would never find it.
Hmm.
But or find them. But nonetheless, the American people have got to wake up, because this is the single largest armed encampment in the entire world.
What is?
There's this country.
You mean armed encampment as in the people are armed?
Exactly. Yeah, this is the single largest armed encampment in the world, and this is one of the only reasons why we have remained free up until the manipulation of the public started several decades ago.
While you're right that we are the largest armed encampment, we're also becoming an armed encampment of very docile creatures, Laura.
Well, and that is a mind control situation that has been put upon the people through the public school system and so forth for many decades now.
It's true. Kids have been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed into believing that the government's right. Whatever the government does must be good. Follow the government's orders. Follow mommy government. And it's sad. It really is sad seeing Americans' love of liberty being just destroyed and decimated by an obedience to the state. Your final thoughts?
Absolutely. And, thank God we've got Free Talk Radio and things like
Free
that.
Free Talk Live.
That we can turn people on to. I work in the construction industry. I am all over two counties. I do fiber optics stuff.
Excellent.
And,
I tell all the contractors on a constant basis, I pass out CDs and DVDs.
Well, that's
fantastic. I give them website information.
Turn them on to freetalklive.com. And, Laura, we're short on time, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got to get to George in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George.
Yeah, let me tell you. You know, you guys, you blow me away. You'll sit back and with your corny, friggin' false Fox type news. I called you a couple of weeks ago about 9/11, and both you guys jumped all over me about the fact that you can't believe that our government could do such a thing.
No. You misinterpreted.
I can't believe that they do it competently.
We spent a good 10 minutes with you on this, at least, if not more than that.
Yeah, but
I don't
care.
You've
got to be blind. If you can't understand what engineers are saying now and retired generals telling you.
Okay, George, we're short on time. I just want to ask you one question about the 9/11 thing.
Go ahead.
If there's so many so-called experts that believe as you do, and that is the government blew up the buildings, why haven't the insurance companies denied the claims for the building owners? Why haven't they followed this path of information that you're on and denied the claims?
Well, you want an answer in what, 10 seconds? I can tell
you
what it is.
You've got all the answers. You've
done the
research.
History. What did Nero do? He fiddled while Rome burned. Who set fire to Rome?
The insurance
companies?
The insurance companies, this is a building that is insured to billions and billions of dollars. They would love to not pay out on that policy. Why is it that they paid out?
It's far and above just a car accident, and that's all you can think about. That's where your mind is at.
No. The reason it's on my mind is there is because the insurance companies have more of an interest than your engineer friends and your conspiracy theorist friends. They have a real interest in investigating this, sir.
Is the Federal Reserve federal? And is it a reserve, or does it just print money?
What's the relevance of that question? No, it's not. It does print money. What's the relevance of that question to your conspiracy theory?
All right, because the World Bank's control this damn country. The world, in fact.
Oh,
and our government is just
so the World Banks are in charge of all the insurance companies in the world, and that's why they paid the owners of the buildings. And
they control the media, too.
You know what?
Why
don't you go shoot yourself, George, if the world is so hopeless, if everything is so pointless? It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're going to be back on Monday night. Between now and then, join us online at freetalklive.com and do enjoy your weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.